Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Burris. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Lintz. Batting third. The right fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bake McBride. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Tyson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lynn McLaughlin. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Lynn McLaughlin. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wallace for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Brock reaches second base with a double. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz bunts towards the mound. Burris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball four. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Fairley reaches second base with a double. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride strikes out. One out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 0 for 1 in the game. Lintz hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallace hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher hits a line drive into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0 for 1 in the game. Burris bunts towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Trillo moves to second. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 1 in the game. McBride hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McBride. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. McBride steals second. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Reitz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0 for 1 in the game. Tyson strikes out. Two outs. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 0 for 1 in the game. McLaughlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McBride moves to third. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McBride scores. McLaughlin moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Cardinals, 1. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0 for 2 in the game. Lentz hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wallace takes first base on ball 4. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Madlock. The throw from Simmons and he is out, Lentz applying the tag. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fairley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. the Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz misplays the ball. That's an error on Lentz. Morales moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morales moves to third. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz misplays the ball. That's an error on Lentz. Morales scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trillo moves to second. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on McLaughlin. Trillo moves to third. Swisher moves to second. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0 for 1 in the game. Burris strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McLaughlin. Trillo scores. Swisher moves to third. Kessinger moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Cubs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wallace hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a pop-up towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 0 for 2 in the game. Wrights hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock juggles the ball. That's an error on Madlock. Hector Cruz pinch runs for Ken Wrights. Reggie Smith pinch hits for Mike Tyson. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez pinch hits for Lynn McLaughlin. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hector Cruz now playing third base. Harry Parker now pitching. Mario Guerrero now playing shortstop. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 3 in the game. Madlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Madlock moves to second. Mike Garman now pitching. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 3 in the game. Morales hits a pop-up towards first. Fairly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Madlock scores. Cardinal scores. It's 5-1, Cubs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trillo. The throw from Simmons to Lintz and they have Trillo trapped. The throw over to Fairley, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford pinch hits for Larry Lintz. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Ted Sizemore now playing second base. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Swisher is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0-for-2 in the game. Burris strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fairley moves to second. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Fairley moves to third. Two outs. Luis Melendez pinch hits for Mike Garman. Luis Melendez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melendez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fairley scores. Cruz moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. Jerry Mumphrey pinch hits for Mario Guerrero. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cruz scores. Melendez moves to third. It's 5-3, Cubs. Paul Ruschel now pitching. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruschel fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.